Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name's Omar. I'm actually calling from the future.
How far out are you, sir?
I'm from the year 2063.
2063. What brings you back here?
Well, I'm calling from the future. I am not from the future. I'm in the future.
Well, how are you picking up my show in the future?
Well, it's a complicated technique, but it involves the manipulation of quantum particles, because there really is no such thing as time. It's more of a way of describing the world, because if I said I did this yesterday, it wouldn't make sense to anybody unless we had a word called yesterday, but there is no such thing as time other than just a description.
So they're listening to Coast in the future?
Not everyone, just...
Well, that's your job to get everyone to listen.
Well, actually, in the future, we don't need Coast to Coast AM as much as we did back then, because, the world is more aware now.
Well, it's a 2063. I probably won't be around then anyway. All right, no big deal. So what's going on in the future?
Well, I know you talk about a lot about 2012, because actually I used to listen to your show when I was younger. And what happens is there is no huge cataclysm. I mean, as you probably know, with everything going on in the world, you know, we were approaching a level that seemed like that was likely, but the opposite happens. There's a musical artist that actually gets together with all his subordinates. He has a record label, and they all get together and pull their money together and start forming a community to try to destroy the value of money.
Who's the music artist? Is he well known to us in this time period?
Not in the exact moment that you're in, but like I said, by the year 2012. I can't reveal the name, and
all right.
The reason's actually kind of subtle. He just didn't want anybody to steal his name.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If he revealed it now, some aspiring rock star would grab it.
Right, yeah, and just for the sake of, But, yeah, so they formed this community, and they make it self-sufficient, you know, their own factories, their own farmlands, etc. And they start giving these things out to the outside world that, you know, still uses money for free, and slowly the value of the dollar starts being devalued, and
again.
Right. Well, I mean, in a good way this time. Like, so, you know, there is no such thing as poor, because everybody can afford everything.
Well, you know what? That, Mr. Time Traveler, is a great idea.